A local woman dies in flash flood.
Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news report. An elderly woman died early Saturday morning near Echo Lake Road in New Philadelphia. According to a Tuscarawas County Sheriff's Office report, dispatch received a call around 10:50 a.m. from a neighbor worried about 82-year-old Doris Jenkins after flash flooding occurred Friday evening in northeast Tuscarawas County. The sheriff's office noted that it appeared Jenkins went outside to tend to her animals during the flood, but was carried away in the rapid waters. Jenkins' body was found in a field near her home. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Miss Clayland is looking forward to the Miss Ohio 2018 pageant and is prepared for the contest portions of the program. Madeline Carter won the local contest in October 2017 and has since been busy with work appearances and practicing her talent. She explains that she grew up in the arts but never really thought about being in pageants until she was asked to sing the national anthem.
And I was 16, so I was really scared. But I said yes on a whim, and that was the night that I fell in love with the program. And I was inspired to come back. So the next year, I actually was asked to be a dancer. By that point, I had this growing desire in me that I wanted to compete, and I wanted to do what those girls were doing on that stage.
For the June 14th through the 16th pageant, Carter points out that she had to do a lot of work to be ready for the contest, especially the talent portion. Carter will be singing an inspirational song.
There's a lot of preparation that goes into that, so making sure your voice is staying healthy, constantly doing warm-ups, you know, and I have a lot of vocal training as well, so really keeping up with those. Now I work with a professor at Baldwin Wallace University, where I attend.
Her platform, hashtag character, a social movement, aims to promote the development of good character through words, actions, and media. You can always visit her website, MadelinePageCarter.com, to take a quiz and find out what your character strength is.
And then going forward, you can even purchase a t-shirt that benefits the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals and also the Miss America organization. But more importantly, when you wear that shirt, it has your trait from your result. It's those little daily reminders that I think can truly make a difference.
Carter notes that the Miss Ohio title is about more than the competition, but how each title holder uses that status to help and serve the community.
And how to, you know, inspire people to be who they are and to be authentic. And the job of Miss Ohio is to be an inspiration to others and to be a light to others, and to empower, to be the best version of themselves. So I just want to hopefully do justice to that job, and I'm excited to hopefully have the opportunity to do that.
Also competing for the Miss Ohio title is Miss Northwestern Ohio, Cameron Main from New Philadelphia, and Miss Southwestern Ohio, Gabby Bailey from Dover. Visit missohio.org for more pageant information. The city of Yorksville is confident they can add another paving project to their current list. A portion of roadway on Trenton Avenue has been under debate as to whether the city, county, or state are responsible for the maintenance. Mayor Rick Dorland says that the pavement has become degraded between Maple Road Southeast and McConnell Street due to this situation. The city is looking to join with the Ohio Department of Transportation when they do a bridge project on Trenton Avenue.
They haven't let the bids out yet, and then once they find out, they'll let me know, and then I'll contact them directly and say, hey, you know, when you start paving, here's our budget, how much will that get us?
The money for this project comes from a lower-than-expected bid for the city's other paving projects. A start time for when the bridge project will take place is still unknown. In your state news, a community college in Western Ohio will offer its first four-year degree starting next year. Clark State Community College in Springfield announced recently that it has received state approval to offer a bachelor's degree in manufacturing technology management. Clark State President Joe Alice Blondin says the program will allow people currently working in the manufacturing industry to learn new skills and prepare for advancement. And in your sports news, the Tribe topped the Tigers 9-2 yesterday afternoon. Corey Kluber picked up his 10th win on the season. Also, the Reds beat the Cardinals 6-3, and the Pirates defeated the Cubs 7-1. Tonight, the Indians play the White Sox. First pitch is at 8:10. The Reds are off, and the Pirates are in Arizona to play the Diamondbacks. You can always stay up to date with the latest sports news by following Big Z Sports on Facebook and Twitter. News this morning is brought to you by Anderson Propane, your neighbor working for you. Your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
Is your propane company built to handle propane emergencies that come with storms? Well, Anderson Propane has built their company to do just that. They have over 500,000 gallons of propane storage and a family-owned trucking company that delivers propane when you need it. Other suppliers could just let your propane run out. Anderson Propane leads the industry with four-wheel drive delivery trucks, 500,000 gallons of propane storage, and a family-owned transport company to keep a never-ending supply of propane ready for any emergency. With Anderson Propane, you should never experience a propane shortage or transportation problem. They can weather the storms with no weak links. Open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday and an emergency number to ensure you have access to them 24/7. The clear choice is Anderson Propane. Call them today at 888-596-5153 and be sure to visit them on Facebook. Anderson Propane, your neighbor working for you.
Rain showers are likely this morning. Showers will be winding down towards midday, and the afternoon looks drier with a cloudy sky, high today 74. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 59. Tuesday, partly sunny. Scattered showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon, high of 80 degrees. Scattered showers and thundershowers in the Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny, high of 82. Finally, we get into some drier weather by Thursday. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For news anytime, 24 hours a day, be sure to log on to WTUZ.com. From the WTUZ Newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.
99.9 WTUZ.